This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, it's Talk Back time. You're on with Caroline and Uma. I'm going to give you those numbers to remember. 03-7710-9000, as if you didn't know that already. That's the number you used to call, 016-201-9000 to text us. And you can tweet us at BFM Radio. So Caroline, do you remember what Wawasan 2020 was all about?
I suppose it was this golden age that we were all supposed to be looking forward to.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, very, very clever. I mean, the name was very clever, right? Vision 2020, perfect
yes.
vision,
yes.
the year 2020.
Yes.
All right, so this is what was taken from Wawasan2020.com, right? It says that by the year 2020, Malaysia can be a united nation with a confident Malaysian society infused by strong moral and ethical values, living in a society that is democratic, liberal, and tolerant, caring, economically just and equitable, progressive and prosperous, and in full possession of an economy that is competitive, dynamic, robust, and resilient.
Well, mission statements tend to be ambitious like that. You can't expect...
It's three letters.
Honestly...
Yes.
You can't expect the mission statements that, you know, we'll be just dragging our heels and coming slowly along, pottering into 2020.
I know, but you know, it's 6 years away, five and a half, right, years
yeah.
away. And, you know, are we really progressing as a nation in that direction? It sounds as if we're regressing, right? I mean, we hear everything. I mean, maybe...
It sounds as though we're talking about the news, are we?
We're talking about the news, right? There's so much that's coming out day in, day out. Malaysians are kind of, we're tired, we're cynical, we're looking, we're grasping for happy things, we're grasping for something good, right?
Yes.
And
well, just right off the bat, very quickly, we received a tweet already.
Already?
Backwards is what Wyman Liu has to say. Very, very ambitious, ha ha ha.
So... Well, that's what we're asking you today. Mm-hmm. Do you think Malaysia is progressing in the right direction, or are we regressing? I mean, let me say that again, right? Democratic, liberal, and tolerant. And now, these days, it's like we emulate America in the way that liberal is actually a bad word in Malaysia, right?
Oh, dear.
Caring, economically just and equitable, progressive, and prosperous.
I don't know. I mean, when we talk about the news, you know, what comes to mind are all those sensationalist issues. So,
correct.
You know, ridiculous sensitivities that you know, have cropped up over the years here in Malaysia. Just yesterday, there was the news about the mineral water bottle controversy.
That's right. There was a photo of the Batu Caves next to the halal symbol.
Yeah.
And everyone got very upset about it. Well, not everyone. One particular group that tends to get... I mean, this was the same group that said that they would give money to anyone that slapped Risa Kok, right? So there you go.
But I mean, are you looking at these sort of incidents as markers or indications as to whether a country is going forward or backwards?
I am.
You are? I mean, to me, well, to a degree, it feels as though people are very vocal these days and there are many, many platforms to get your voice out there, right? And it feels as though these are perhaps thoughts or this is the rhetoric that existed before these platforms came along. It's just that it's easier to get the message out there today. We're hearing more of it. It's being picked up by all the newspapers, all the online portals.
But do you think, I mean, no, I dislike the word tolerant, and when I use the word tolerant, I don't mean as in I put up with someone.
Yes.
I mean tolerant in the wider scope of living together in harmony. That's what my definition of the word is.
Well, the whole melting pot.
Kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So, are we just being nostalgic when we say we used to be more tolerant in the past, in the sense that I don't think this would have been an issue 5 or 10 years ago, the fact that this image appeared next to a halal logo. I don't think anyone would have gotten as worked up. I mean, I agree that there are more platforms in which you can make your voice heard,
mm-hmm.
but do you think people would have gotten as worked up about it?
No, my point is, I don't know whether using that as is a fair indication, rather,
right.
as to whether or not we're going forwards or backwards. Like I said, this, I think, has been out there, so you hear the message a lot more, but I don't think it's indicative of the progress of a nation.
I'll tell you, you know, fair. The PPIM, that's the Malaysian Muslim Consumers Association of Malaysia, they're the guys who are making this noise about the halal logo, right? I'm really frightened for when they figure out the kosher logo on the Tabasco sauce. I think that might freak them out as well.
What about things like the Touch a Dog campaign? I mean,
yes, I mean, so there was a Touch a Dog campaign, the reaction to that. You know, recently, I guess in the New York Times, I think there was a picture of pigs that was censored. And blacked out, right? In the International New York Times. Now, obviously,
because it wasn't a halal issue. I mean, something like that.
Well, no. I mean, that was an effort of self censorship as well. So I don't think that came from. That was an initiative that came from up top. What happens is when it comes to magazines and newspapers, actually the distributors themselves kind of make a decision to censor certain things they feel might be offensive.
Oh, self-censorship in that sense.
But it comes from years of indoctrination. Yeah.
Well, we received a tweet from Anne who says, regressing, especially on the social front. It's sad almost because we were not like this before. I think it's separate issues.
You think it's separate issues? Well, let's find out. We're asking you, are we progressing in the right direction or are we regressing as an issue, as a nation? Are we doing both? Are we progressing on some issues and regressing on others? Yeah. Call us and tell us. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. You can tweet us, as always, on BFM Radio. Turn it on. Franz Ferdinand, BFM 89.9.
03-771-09000 to talk back. BFM 89.9.
Good evening. It's Talkback Thursday. Those numbers 03-771-09000, 016-201-9000 to text and tweet us at BFM Radio. We've asked you this afternoon if Malaysia is progressing as a country or regressing as a country, or are we doing both in different parts of our, I guess, societal and communal levels, right?
Daniel says we're regressing into the Stone Age. I don't even think the Stone Age would recognize this. Darren says some people are definitely regressing towards Zaman Jahiliyah. Gogulin says I blame the online news portals.
Yeah,
but so, that's an interesting point,
isn't
it?
That's an interesting point, actually.
Yeah,
so,
because they used to be viewed as the forefront of, I suppose, liberalisation, if you like, almost away from the traditional shackles of like media constraints and so on.
And of course, I think this is a question we all deal with in the media, right? When people say silly things sometimes, and possibly even racial things or racist things. Mm-hmm. Does the media not cover it as to give them no attention? Some people will argue, yes, you shouldn't. You shouldn't give these unnecessary people attention and make them heroes or celebrities.
Well, perhaps that's where Gogolin comes from. He continues in another tweet to say, BFM Radio, blame BFM Radio for making stupid people famous. So there's also that.
There you go, right. Yeah? So are we making stupid people famous? Or then again, is it our responsibility to call these people out when they say something silly? I mean, isn't that what the media is supposed to do and say, you know what, this individual is wrong. Here are the facts as to why he's wrong or she's wrong, right? It could be that as well. So it's a really delicate balance.
I think it is. But, you know, we're viewing everybody, I suppose, from the same perspective then. And is it fair to do that? Considering where everybody comes from different perspectives, right?
They do.
There's a huge disparity.
But I think there are certain objective facts with regards to maybe racism, incitement of violence, that kind of stuff. I think we can all come together and say, yeah, that's wrong, okay? I mean, burning Bibles, please. That's not cool.
Well, clearly we're not coming together on that matter.
No, actually we're not, are we? We've got Dave on the line. Hey,
Hi, Dave.
What do you say?
Hello, Uma and Caroline.
Hello.
Hi there.
I think we are progressing. Mm-hmm. I know I may be crucified for this, but...
Tell us why.
The fact that we are on a platform today where we can discuss and talk about these issues is an indication that we are progressing forward.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of mud that's going to be thrown. There's a lot of issues that will be sensationalized, but we need to come to a state where we are able to talk about it, discuss about it, and that would drive us to the next stage where we would have more rational minds around.
That's
my opinion.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Dave, in that sense, but then I'm the eternal optimist, right?
You are.
And I agree with Dave on that point because of... you know, I don't believe that you should haul up, say, you know, Ibrahim Ali for sedition. You know, I think you should beat him with a good argument.
I don't know. From that point, I'm wondering whether it's transitional, this period that we're in. And this is something that we talk about, right? Change takes a long time. Reform takes a very, very long time. And in terms of, you know, getting to where we want to go, do we have to go through this process where you drown out the noise, things like sensationalist news,
yeah.
You know, things that the online portals like to put on? You know, do we have to go through all of that first before we get to the crux of the matter?
I think we may have to because, you know, that seems to be how it works in more, I guess, mature media spaces and mature discourse levels, yeah. Spaces where there's mature discourse, where there's still a lot of noise. I mean, if you take the American model or what happens in Europe as well, yeah, there are a whole bunch of crazies there making lots of noise as well. But I think society, but society kind of understands and they can kind of, to a certain extent, maybe argue about it and distinguish the noise from the fact.
And that's what a BFM listener says. Maybe it'll need to get worse before it gets better. Totally agree with that. Ikram sent a tweet in saying, I think we're progressing, but at a very slow pace. It's ridiculous. Certain groups are needed from the national majority to know which way is right.
Call us 0377109000. You can text us on 0162019000. We're asking you whether Malaysia is progressing as a nation or regressing.
Well,
as a
Zach
nation.
Has an interesting. He says we're progressing backward with false feelings that we're moving forward.
That's incredibly poetic, Zach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're progressing forward with false feelings
of moving forward.
Okay, anyway.
Beautifully crafted sentence.
Beautifully crafted sentence. Yeah, I mean, Carolyn and I were citing, I guess, WowSun2020.com, right? Which, you know, it was an incredible vision of what we wanted Malaysia to be in 2020. It's 6 years away. You know, Malaysian society, strong ethical values,
and you can't
democratic,
deny that.
Liberal.
It's a great vision for a country.
It is. Economically just and equitable, progressive, prosperous, economy that's competitive, dynamic, robust, resilient. And, you know, we've been questioning those things almost on a daily basis in our news, on Facebook, on Twitter, constantly, right? And so we want to find out what you think. Do you think Malaysia is progressing or regressing as a nation? You can call 03-771-09000 and you can text us on 0162019000. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Let us know your thoughts, right? What do you think?
Well, very quickly, another text. The day real issues can be seriously debated in Parliament instead of over a radio station is the day we progress. Ah.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? We've got Leanne on the line. Hey,
hi.
Leanne, what do you say?
Hi, good evening, Caroline and Uma.
Good evening.
Yeah, we are regressing. There is no progress. Progress may be economically, but socially, I think we are regressing. I'll just give you an example, and I hope you can talk about it. Those days when we used to go to school, Children's Day, you know, picnics. Everybody brings food from the home, what your mommy cooks, you
right.
know?
Right, yeah.
But as of last year, at my daughter's school, she goes to a Sekolah Kebangsaan. They have been told Chinese bring packaged food. Chinese and Indian students bring packaged food, halal packaged food, and the Malays can bring hot food, things your mummy cooked, you know?
What?
And my daughters, yes, and my daughters are terribly hurt. I hope you can have a discussion on this, whether it is nationwide or it's just my daughter's school. She's in the Klang Valley, and I'm really, really surprised because my mom used to pack mihun, curry puff sandwiches, and everyone used to, you know?
Share.
There was no, share. There was no, you bring this and you bring this. But
do you know, though, Leanne, whether or not this is practiced in other schools? Have you found out?
No. It is not practiced in other schools.
Is it something that you brought up? Is it something that you brought up with your daughter's teachers, for example?
No. I mean, my daughter cringes every time I say I want to come and ask the teacher. Last year,
I know she doesn't want to get picked on as well.
And I'm not too sure. I hope some other callers can call in. This is regressing. We are not progressing. You know. Yeah, this is really damaging, children, you know, you're affecting children. What would they, you're already doing the separation in the school.
Thank you very much, Leanne.
Sorry to hear that.
I mean, and Leanne's absolutely right. We're already, you're instilling this us and them mentality at such a young age.
You are, but is it an isolated incident? That's also important. I mean, we have still, these little generals.
Even if it's an isolated incident, there's at least, 1,000 kids at that school?
But that is where the whole one bad apple spoils the barrel argument comes from, right? So you have these little generals that impose their own will in little pockets. But it's important to ascertain whether that's the direction of the society as a whole or whether it is an individual isolated incident.
Yeah. So call us on 0377 109 000. Let us know, are we progressing or regressing as a nation? What are your thoughts on the matter? Don't go anywhere. It's Talk Back Thursday. Right, we'll be back right after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio, text 0162019000, or talk to us on 0377 19000. Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. It's Talk Back Thursday. You heard the man, 0377 109 000. That's the number to remember. That's the number to call us on and tell us what you think. Whether Malaysia is moving forward, whether we're progressing as a nation, or whether we're regressing as a nation. Caroline, there are some messages.
There are. Raymond says, regressing at lightning speed. Only the ultra-sensitive people are progressing when they make headlines every day. Aslan says, we're progressing, but scarily in the wrong way, not the way that we want. It's possible to become progressive, but sacrificing something in return. A point that we'll go back to in a little bit. Abe sent a tweet and says, we're progressing into Pakistan.
Hey, that is not a great role model.
No.
We've got Vinod on the line. Hey, Vinod, what do you say?
Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Uma and Caroline, I love you guys, man.
Oh, thank you very much. So what do you say?
Sure. This is what I think. I think we are progressing in a very, very scary way. It's, you know, just to let you know what happened to where my kids go to the school. Yeah. All right. Leanne was on the line earlier. She was expressing her experience.
Yes.
Correct.
Here, my wife was sitting at the waiting pondo at the school for my kids to come back, and there was a little kid. Sorry to say this, but a Malay kid, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He was on his iPad. He was just scribbling, you know, playing that game on the iPad.
Sure.
And my wife just happened to take a peep. And she's very friendly towards kids. So she said, hi, how are you and what are you playing? That kid is from a preschool, you know, preschool. And has not even attended Darja Satu.
So yeah? He's about 5-6 years old.
Yep. Yeah, precisely. And the immediate reaction from the kid was, orang India tak boleh tengok barang orang Melayu.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's quite special.
The child's brain is damaged.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're being taught from a young age, right?
Yeah, but it's a child we're talking about.
What progress are we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Vino. That's a very scary...
I think it's a very sad
It's a very sad
story.
State of affairs. Very sad. Yeah. It's a very sad story. And I think it goes back to inculcating this culture of us and them, right? Actually, we spend an inordinate amount of time in Malaysian news, politics, just discourse, pointing out the differences between everyone.
We
right?
do. And when we talk about similarities, it's relatively surface. We talk about food. We like to sit down and have a meal.
That's about it, right? I can't think of anything else when we talk about
sport from time to time.
From time to time. Time
badminton.
Squash.
Yeah.
Aziz on the line. Hey, Aziz, what do you say? Are we progressing or regressing as a nation?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I was going to say that we are progressing, but at a very slow rate.
Okay.
But after I heard what happened to Leanne just now.
Yeah.
Wow, I felt terrible. I mean, the fact that it happened in Sekolah Kebangsaan.
But as far as we know, it's a one-off, Aziz, so there's hope, you know?
I truly hope so, but
okay.
The fact that it could happen.
In the
public school.
Yeah.
And it could happen anywhere, and it just shows that we are not really progressing at all. I mean...
Okay, so where you came from a little earlier before you heard that story, you said you were about to say that we're progressing, but at a slow rate. So what exactly do you expect to see, or what do you hope for? How fast do you want us to progress?
Well, now, earlier I think that there's a caller that said the fact that we can talk about this openly shows that we are progressing. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do hope that we are getting more and more of this, more open discussion. Like there's also a caller that says about discussion in parliament. That's a very good idea,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I mean, more discussions, more voices. You know, so Yeah.
Thank you very much, Aziz.
So as it becomes part of normal discourse, I suppose that's when the level of sensitivity will be reduced, I imagine.
The more jaded we get towards sensitive issues,
I don't know whether
the better it is, right?
Jaded?
Yes. Casey on the line. Hey, Casey, what do you say?
Hi. Good evening. I want to relate one very, very young childhood experience that I had. That was in the late 60s or in the early 70s.
Okay.
When I was still probably 3 years old or 4 years old.
Okay.
I remember we used to live in a very, very small kampong in near Ponickson. So my grandmother had a Malay neighbor, and she was a very old nene. And what happened was, I saw them a few times that the old nene would cook something. She would bring a plate to my grandmother, and then we would eat.
Very nice.
And then my grandmother, we are Chinese. Then my grandmother would cook something in return the next day and give to the nene, and they will eat.
Yeah.
I don't see this happening now. It's impossible. So, well, this is definitely regressive, but I think Malaysia, in a lot of areas, we have to separate out. Maybe in technology, in economy, we definitely progress a lot. But in racial relation, we are definitely regressive, definitely.
Thank you very much,
Casey.
Thank you very
much. You know, I do think, though, it is interesting that, you know, we said nothing. We said nothing about ethnicity. We said nothing about religion, race, nothing. Mm. We're talking about whether the country is progressing or regressing. And so far, so many calls have been tinged with that.
I think that seems to be what's on people's minds, right? Call us, 03-77-109-000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Is Malaysia progressing as a nation, or are we regressing as a nation? Here's Nadia Aziz with the news, BFM 89.9.
Psst, you there? Open your mouth and talk! It's Talkback time on BFM 89.9.
Talkback Thursday, the number to call 03-77-109-000, the number to text 016-201-9000. You're on with Caroline and Uma. Now, we were looking at some old stuff. We're looking at awesome2020.com. Back in the day, Vision 2020 was the big goal. And, you know, the website had a clear mission statement or objective, right? Mm. And they used words about how they wanted Malaysia to be in 2020. It's about 5.5, 6 years away. And, you know, Malaysian society to be infused by strong moral ethical values, democratic, liberal, tolerant, caring, economically just and equitable, progressive and prosperous. We're asking you, are we on the right track? Is Malaysia progressing in the right direction, or are we regressing? There's some messages, Caroline.
Krabby Calamari says we're regressing, but maybe we'll see the big picture of where we should be after taking some steps backwards.
Uh-huh.
Peter says progressing as long as our political parties are race-based instead of ideology-based. As one says, we're not regressing. We're just progressing in a really bad direction. A regression from this madness would be a welcome change. Natalie says,
I like that. Thanks. Yeah.
Natalie says both. Progression, general awareness. Youngsters these days seem to care more about what's happening in this country, particularly about politics. Whether they get the information or not, at least they care. We're regressing in terms of social security. Gone were the days where we could let our kids run freely in the park. Also, racism needs no further explanation, and tolerance relates back to the racism issue. Thank you for your messages.
We've got Kumar on the line. Hey, Kumar, thank you for holding. What do you say?
Hi, good evening, Caroline. Good evening, Uma.
Good evening.
Big fan here.
Hi.
Well, I think we're unfortunately regressing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because my 7-year-old boy goes to a national type school. And I basically want him to go to a national type school so that he can meet people of different races and different... basically people who are rich, people who are poor, people in the middle. I wanted to see everything, yeah?
Yeah.
And about a month ago, my son came back from school and I was really, really upset. And he asked me, Papa, what does kafir mean? And I said, and I asked him why. And, his best friend is a Muslim boy.
Right.
And he said that about 5 or 6 of his classmates are chastising him and trying to separate them because he said that, you know, you cannot be friends with him because he's kafir.
Yeah, and, so... You know, this goes back to Vinod's call earlier as well, right, Kumar?
Absolutely. I heard that with absolute disgust and shock.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you so much, Kumar. That's these These stories just depress me. I'm going to have a terrible drive home today. But, you know...
Will our next caller have a better one?
We've heard quite a lot of these stories, even in the past when we're doing stories about our education system and how a teacher-student interaction, a student-student interaction, these stories tend to come up quite a bit, right? We've got Darlington on the line. Darlington, what do you say? Oh, sorry, we've lost, Darlington. Give us a call back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. In the meantime, Cassandra. Hello. Oh, we've lost Cassandra.
There's something wrong with the phone lines. Very quickly, Ivan says, to move forward, we need to purge the dogma. Maya says, a small percentage of us are progressing in a good way as a country. I think we're regressing. Shahril says, we're progressing and regressing, thus cancelling each other, leaving us stagnant. Social media makes it worse.
Yes, indeed it does. Jeremy on the line. Hey, Jeremy. What do you say?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
It's a bit scary that three stories have come out about primary school or kindergarten.
Indeed.
Yeah, very young children as well.
In about 15, 20 years from now, these are the people that would actually come out as youth. And then in 30, 40 years from now, they would be the one leading the country.
But we hope things change. We hope they, you know, I guess they get enlightened in the meantime, right?
I find it really scary that, I don't know whether it's because the policy from the government, from the top, but if we are supposed to achieve this Vision 2020, assuming that we do achieve it, 20 years from now, which is, let's say, 2040, we'll be back to where we are, or worse.
What do you mean?
As in, if our children, I mean the young ones now, are thinking like that, even if we do achieve unity in maybe 6 years from now, which is quite hard to believe, but even if that happens, 20 years from now, the young ones would be different.
Yeah, well, don't you have faith that there's a potential for that to change? Their children at this point in time, as they grow older, develop their own thoughts and opinions.
I do hope that the three cases are isolated cases, but I really don't think so, because children learn from, well, their parents. So if their parents, as in us, are already thinking like that, what more to say them?
Yeah.
I always believe that mentality or culture comes from the top, and if the top does not really believe in it, like you have some newspapers being racist, and the government just, well, is quiet about it.
Yeah, nothing will ever change. Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, Sham says the kids get it from the adults' actions and words of Generation X and Y are getting everyone confused. Everyone wants to champion their culture, become intolerant and silenced, defensive and immature. Individuals are equally guilty as institutions. These minds have to evolve. Only they can make the changes now, individually or collectively. Thank you, Sham.
Thank you, Sham. We've got Martin on the line. Hey, Martin, what do you say?
Hi, guys. I'm having quite a depressing drive going back home.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, tell us a happy story, Martin. Give us some hope.
Just to add on, I have 3 points I'd like to make.
Sure.
What Leanne says also happens in my daughter's school.
Right.
Non-Muslims are encouraged not to bring food, but to bring bottled drinks, fizzy drinks that are bottled and sealed.
You're dragging us further down.
Yeah, you know, but it happens. It happens. I just want to drive the point home that, it's a systemic disease that is eating into our society. And it not only happens in schools, it also happens in the offices. The non-Muslims are encouraged to maybe make a donation for food, but please don't bring any food because, you know, it won't be consumed by the non-Muslims.
All right, well, let's move on to the second. You have 3 points?
Yeah, and the third thing is, you know, I mean, looking at where we are headed, goodness, how can you ever see that we're progressing? Where's my spending power? I mean, I earn more than what my father used to earn, but where is my spending power? Well, my purchasing power has gone down the drain.
Yeah.
Actually,
thank you for bringing that up, because no one's actually mentioned about economic progress or regression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so you look at it, even though we're earning, five, six times what our fathers used to earn, but what are we getting for that? I mean, are we really getting, life was so much more better back then. Although we earned less, you know, the quality of life and the things, the facilities that we have were much greater than what we have today.
Thank you very much, Martin. Yeah, you know, my grandfather's stone tablet iPad was phenomenal.
Well, a message that came in. As a German, I may be oversensitive to all this, but I found one Malaysia to be the most racist country I've ever been to. It's so much in your face, even in legislation. Racism is just normal here. The only progress is that discourse is becoming more vocal, but also more radical. That's from German.
Oh, wow. It's from a German. Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, what do you say?
Hi, hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Caroline.
Hi there.
Thanks for bringing out this topic. I think it's a good topic that we have to face as a Malaysian. Well, my opinion is certainly we are regressing. I don't really see any evidence that our nation is progressing in any aspect, be it our education systems, our justice systems, and sadly, our social system as well.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps from the GDP figure or our productivity figure,
yeah,
maybe it looks progressing, but really, like the previous caller say, our spending power is really compared to the old days, although our earning increased, but our spending power is decreasing as well.
I'm glad that the cost of living is also of concern.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. You know, people can't afford to buy houses or cars, and that's surely a sign of stagnation, if anything else, if not regression. Mm-hmm. We're talking about whether Malaysia is progressing or regressing as a nation. We're asking for your opinions. 0377 109 000 is the number to call. 0162 019 000 to text us, and you can tweet us at BFM Radio. Don't go anywhere. We've just got a few messages. BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 0377 109 000. Text 0162 019 000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. 0377 109 000 is the number to call. We're asking you about progress or regress. Malaysia as a country, are we heading towards a society that is democratic, liberal and tolerant, caring, economically just and equitable, progressive and prosperous as promised by the objectives and visions of Wawasan 2020? Are we heading in that right direction? That's what we're asking you today.
In fact, that was taken from Wawasan2020.com. Karangan yang cantik. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Lucius says, sedih betul dengan BFM Radio bercakap tentang Wawasan 2020. Oh, it's very sad because we have been receiving quite a few sad stories.
Let me tell you, I was a school kid when Wawasan 2020 was proposed, and I don't think it's just the naivete of youth. I still genuinely think it's a very clever document, and the goals set out in that Vision 2020 document were really quite something.
Bala says we're progressive. We're not progressive. Basic measuring instrument is integrity in sports. We lost that at the primary school level.
Wow. Kyrol on the line. Hey, Kyrol, what do you say?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Well, thank you.
A bit depressed now, Kyrol, okay. But do you have a happy story for us?
Yes, I have a happy story.
Yay!
Okay, just to share with you, I visited a friend in UK a few years back when I was still studying. And then a friend of mine is a Chinese.
Yeah.
You know, I slept in his room. I was spending a few nights at his room. And once I reached his room, he showed that, Kyrol, this is the prayer mat, and this is the direction to Mecca.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Without even, highlighting, without even asking him to do that, he already prepared that for me. And that's the thing that I really hope that all Malaysians have this kind of understanding and a sensitivity. No matter what religion you are, you should be this understanding, you should be this...
So do you do the same for your friends in terms of being accommodating to others?
Yes, especially when I have like open house,
mm-hmm.
I'll make sure that I have a vegetarian food for vegetarian people. Especially during even my wedding, we have vegetarians food for vegetarian as well.
That's fantastic.
So we make sure that we tolerate, we understand everyone's needs as well.
And you know, the sad thing is, Carol, I guess we shouldn't sound so surprised when people do good things, right?
Yeah, it's like, wow. And when it comes to the all the bad stuff, people are like, oh, yeah, no, it's quite common now. Yeah.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
And you know what, on the whole, I think the vast number of Malaysians are that considerate to one another. I think we're letting a few vocal voices that are overwhelmingly negative, like people who say, how can a photo of Batu Caves be next to a halal logo and let's call them out for sedition? You know, those guys tend to overwhelm the discourse, right?
Well, not everyone agrees. So a tweet from Steph Conter says, audience is too liberal and educated. Rest of the country would likely say we're progressing. Further evidence of our divide, depressed.
There
That's
we go.
That's also a good
right?
point.
That's a very good point, actually. Mm-hmm. We've got George on the line. Hey, George.
Hello, beautiful people. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
What do you say?
Right, okay, I have 2 points to make. I think obviously there are a lot of indicators to highlight whether a country is progressing or regressing, including birth, life expectancy, healthcare, economics, and so on and so forth. In the 70s and 60s, we benchmark ourselves against Singapore, presumably. Now Singapore is so far ahead, I guess we kind of like just need to look for someone else.
Well, we're twin cities with Azerbaijan.
Well, in the 60s and 70s, we also thought that somewhere like, Taiwan and South Korea are backwards. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're ahead of us. So if you look at overall, you know, in many ways, we are progressing and perhaps not progressing as far. However, whenever I heard a lot of respondents from the, all the callers talking about issues such as social economic tolerance and acceptance, I really think that is only a minor part of the indicator. You know, I was imagining having the same conversations in the United Kingdom. Presumably, they're having the same conversations about tolerance.
I think they are,
Polish people coming in and so on and so forth. So I think it is a separate issue. It's not indications of a society progressing or regressing.
Fair point.
Thank you. Thank you very much, George.
Two separate issues there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're asking you whether you feel Malaysia as a nation is progressing or regressing. We've got Lynn on the line.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello. Good evening, guys.
Good evening. What do you say?
Well, I think it's not so straightforward as that. Mm-hmm. I agree with some of the other callers. In some areas, we have progressed in terms of the Malaysian public now having a greater consciousness on their rights to voice their opinions. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
We have progressed slightly in terms of, you have minority voices making sensitive comments, but it's the deafening silence from our leaders, their inability to respond appropriately to these statements, that is a bit worrying.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things holding us back, that there seems to be a lack of real leadership around.
Exactly. And speaking of leadership, I mean, I've heard such sad stories about schools and what's happening in primary schools now. I just wanted to share something that happened to me. I'm in my late 30s now. But this is something that happened to me in secondary school, and what was more surprising was I'm in a secondary school which was considered Sekolah Harapan Negara back then. Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the generation that was starting KBSM.
Yeah.
So at the end of Form 5, I actually received the Best Student Award for my stream. And I was also on course to receive the Most Active Student Award.
Right.
But my student's affairs teacher actually pulled me aside before they confirmed the list to say that, I'm sorry, you're Chinese and you definitely are the most active student and you were the best student as well. But for it to be more politically correct, we need to give the most active student award to a Malay. So I've never said anything about that until now.
But do you, but has it had a long-lasting impact on you and your actions of the day?
Because prior to that, I have never seen Malaysia in terms of colour. Up to that point, everything had been done on meritocracy basis. And the worrying thing was, it was another Chinese teacher who said that to me. So, Mrs. Lai, Students Affairs Head, if you are listening, shame on you, and I remember. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lynn. You know, it those things scar students. They really do. I remember I have teachers that particularly scarred me, and you always remember their names and their faces, right? Mm-hmm. But this has been, it's been going on for a while. There's this notion of political correctness and affirmative action versus meritocracy. Let's be fair. You don't want the kind of insane meritocracy they practice in Singapore. There's got to be some kind of a middle ground, right? Yes.
And it's alarming that so many stories involve educational institutions.
Yes. Alarming, but then not necessarily now. Surprising.
No,
right?
No. Then and now.
Then and now. Yeah. We've got Danny on the line. Hey, Danny, what do you say?
Hello. Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
A lot of things that I want to say have been said already, so I'm just gonna say a quick 2 cents. I'm just challenged by this. Someone just quoted this before to me, and it goes something like this: giving the right answer to the wrong question is always wrong. So I think the right question we should be asking, instead of whether our country is regressing or progressing, I mean, deep down we know life is getting tougher. The country is not really progressing, to be honest. But I think the right question to ask is, do we really love Malaysia? So this question was posed to me a couple of weeks back, and I actually really struggled, to be honest with you, I really struggled to give an honest yes. Because all I've done, okay, all I've done is to be an activist of some kind. Whether it's a passive activist, it doesn't matter. I have complained and moaned and this.
Right. And you're tired of moaning and tired of being cynical.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time we look at ourselves, you know, because, for example, okay, we talk about corruption. We talk about, you know, the lack of passion in our, you know, the rakyat, you know, in this country. We've forgotten about the poor. We've forgotten about how we treat people, you know, in the very basic sense, in the very basic moral sense, you know, as a human being. We go on protests, you know, we protest against the government, you know, yeah, I mean, and people joining the bandwagon and people are like, you know, join the frenzy and they just complain about the government, complain about the country. But then when we go back to our office job, I see it with my eyes. Okay, every single day I see this with my eyes. When you talk about corruption, when you talk about bribery, a lot of people just bend an eyelid to it.
Yeah.
So what does that say about us?
Are you saying
we go back to? We go back to. We're not looking at ourselves, right? I think that's a very true point from Danny, in the sense that a lot of people who do complain about corruption won't bat an eyelid in doing a petty bribe.
Indeed, but I also won't taint everybody with the same brush and say that it's insincere.
I don't think it's... I think that would be insincere for us to taint everyone with the same brush as well, right? By that feeling, Danny, thank you very much for calling. Yes. We've got Matthew on the line. Hey, Matthew. Oh, sorry, we've lost Matthew. We're asking you whether Malaysia is progressing or regressing as a nation. Take Danny's point. Look within yourself and ask yourself if you've been progressing or regressing as a Malaysian. We've got Madi on the line. Hey, Madi, what do you say?
Definitely, I would say if you look at from, I don't know, backwards, we have progressed. I mean, materialistic,
yes,
development, and
yes,
so forth.
Of course.
But the area that we have regressed is in the area of education and the education system, which has directly contributed to the disunity that we are having.
Mm.
And contributing to these factors are the other areas, enforcement areas, which people are now a lot aware of, and corruption there is. So these two areas, if you could just get hold of it, change it, look at it, I'm sure we have all the best things, actually. We are situated in a very lucky area, Malaysia. I worked in more than 12 different countries throughout my, you know, working area. And I still choose Malaysia. I still choose because I see there's a lot of potential here. But we are giving a lot of, you know, values and attraction to the negative sayers, to all those who are doing the negative things.
Thank you very much, Madi. I think you're absolutely right on that account. Poor enforcement, certain areas, education, you know, being one of them, because that has a spillover effect, like a domino effect. We're asking you if Malaysia is progressing or regressing as a nation. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Text us your thoughts on 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Dominic and John, don't go anywhere. We've got the news for you coming up. BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the evening edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Diskusi terbesar di Klang Valley. Talk back Thursday. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. We're asking you today about Malaysia. We're asking you whether we are progressing as a nation or regressing as a nation. Caroline and I were checking out WorldSun2020.com, and there was this really bold vision statement, right, which talked about where we want the Malaysian society to be. You know, inclusive Malaysia for Malaysians, infused by strong moral ethical values, society is democratic, liberal, tolerant, caring, economically just and equitable, progressive, prosperous. Yeah.
While the mission statement is a mission statement, is there space in this country for it, especially considering the current climate?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you know, and a mission statement like that seems to ring quite inclusive, right? Because we are a very unique makeup of a country. We've got a very unique citizenry. So many different races, cultures and all of that stuff. And I think you need something that's inclusive so that everyone actually gets along and lives in harmony.
Mingzi says, if we need to debate this, we have regressed. Seriously. Samuel says, we're definitely regressing as we keep comparing how we were so harmonious in the 60s. Fawi Rashid says, the more progressed we are, the more regressed I feel. The more infrastructure we build, the more I feel like leaving. Cuba sounds good.
We've got Matthew on the line. Hey, Matthew, thank you for holding. What do you say?
Well, I've heard a lot of negative comments.
Yes, we're feeling very depressed, Matthew.
And are you going to come in with something more optimistic?
Yes, actually.
Yes,
great.
So to like look at it at a more macro level, right? So we have the cost of living issue where everyone is complaining about the cost of living.
Yeah.
But let's be serious. Our expectations were very different from our parents. I grew up in a family where I never had a brand new car to sit in. My dad always had to buy a second-hand car. We never go to the nice restaurants for food. And we don't carry a 1,500 ringgit phone.
Yeah.
So Or the high cost of living also comes from the cost of high living.
Of course.
So let's be honest there. So I'm not saying that we should just spend less to live, but to compare it that way may not seem so fair. We have progress, and we can afford more things, and we do have higher earning power today. So that's on the first point. On the second point, on the racial disharmony, well, I don't know about you guys. I've got friends from many races.
Yeah.
I have not had a racial problem. So I'm 36, so I don't know what class in middle age. So I've not had friends that gives me racial tension. Yeah, we see a lot of those stuff on the news and politically driven, probably, I don't know. But are those real?
Yeah,
you think they're exceptions to the rule, Matthew?
And it feels as though on a personal level, and we've discussed that before as well, on a personal level, there isn't that sort of racism that goes on.
No, on a personal level, I think that we get along a lot better than that is the case in most societies across the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's the en masse statements actually fail to reflect what individual relations are like. Yes, to answer your question, Matthew, we're very harmonious even on the BFM team, Layu ada, Cina ada, Indian, Chindian, Serani.
On the evening edition.
Yeah, we even have a white guy. I mean, that's how harmonious we are. It's great. We've got Dominic on the line. Hey, Dominic, what say you?
Hey.
Hi.
Really enjoying the show. I found this a really interesting discussion.
Thank you.
So do you have a positive story for us, Dominic, or because we're feeling kind of down?
I got that. bit of a mix, because I grew up here in Malaysia, moved overseas for a number of years, and then came back.
Okay.
So I can definitely see that we have progressed, you know, the technology, the economy.
Yep.
And I think what the previous caller said about the fact that our expectations need to adjust is very accurate.
I think so too, yeah.
I think we've become institutionally a bit more racist,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but not personally.
Yeah.
I think your day-to-day people don't care, but I think there are groups of people who would, it would be advantageous for them if we, the general people, didn't get along as well. So hence why I'm saying I think we're more institutionally racist.
Right.
And I think just about half an hour ago on the BFM news,
yeah,
there was a report saying, the Sultan said, do not question the Haji.
The fatwa.
Do as you're told.
Yeah.
The fatwa, sorry.
Yeah.
Do not question it, follow it, obey it.
Yeah.
And that to me is very worrying. Anyone saying, just don't question and obey.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dominic.
Although I think, to be fair, there is not a situation that's confined to just that one instance. I mean, the Catholic Church, for example, has had problem moving forward in that respect.
Oh, no, correct. I think that's a perennial issue that keeps cropping up, this notion of do not question and obey. And it's not just restricted to religion, right? We have it even on a societal level, on racial issues.
Cultural
issues. Mm. And that's something that's something we've been dealing with for decades now. We've got John on the line. Hey, John, what do you say?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Nice topic. Yeah. I really compelled to call because I want to add to the statistics and make people understand what is the truth on the ground. Yeah.
So what is the truth on the ground, John?
For you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. For me, I have two daughters who is studying in a primary school.
Okay.
So one is in a primary school, one is in Prafola.
Okay.
Okay, let me put it in perspective. Yeah, we are talking about progressing, yeah, and then or either digressing, yeah? And also, I'm going to speak something, but I want to put out front. Yeah? I mean, I give my due respect to my Muslim friends. Yeah, but let listen to what I say and then see whether you decide how we are going here. Yeah?
Sure, John.
Yeah. So what happened is that I have my younger daughter, Praskola, and then what happened is that I always ask her, what do you eat today? Because they provide some kind of snack, for their meal, yeah?
Correct.
So he says that, no, I did not eat today. I say, why? Because the food is in a bigger portion and the teacher asked them to share. I say, okay, why can't you share with your friends? He says, because my friend is a Muslim. So,
right.
So my daughter can't share with her because you can have the same kind of sharing, yeah. So this I have to explain to my daughter then, yeah, okay, this is about why can't you share and then that kind of thing, you know, to make her understand that this kind of thing happens to her at class, so she can just she will not have able to eat with her friends, yeah. Okay, and the second part is basically my daughter at primary two. What happened is that for me, I think I feel that there's a separation here because, and every week there is this class called Tasmeet class.
Okay.
Muslim friends will Muslim friends will go for Ugama class, and all the non-Muslim will be grouped up in a certain class, and basically they just do coloring and do nothing. So my point is not because of the education itself, but I feel there's so much separation, on this area.
I think you're right, John. We've had quite a few callers about this divisiveness and separation among children in schools, and telling people that they're not allowed to share food, and that's on one level, but also on another level being that, you know, you are different, right? And I think that's becoming very apparent from the many, many calls we've had. We're asking you whether Malaysia is progressing or regressing as a nation. 0377109000 is the number to call. 0162019000 is the number to text. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You've got Caroline and Uma with you. It's Talk Back Thursday. We're asking you whether Malaysia as a nation is progressing or regressing. Are we on the line? Are we online to achieve those dreams that we set out in the Wawasan 2020, right? Number to call, 0377109000. You can text us on 0162019000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
A text came in. By the sound of it, the question should not have been whether or not we're progressing or regressing, but what we should do to turn things around.
That will be Talk Back Tuesday next week, folks. You can tune in and tell us.
I'm glad that someone is thinking about it.
No, absolutely. I don't know if many people have solutions. I think if we did have solutions, we should be putting into place by now.
It's easier to rent.
It is much easier. We've got Lee on the line. Hey, Lee, what do you say?
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know. I think for most Malaysians, we're just, most of us are worried about getting by. I think progress would be when we don't have to worry about that so much. And maybe that's why I'm a little concerned about the progress of the country. I think instead of worrying about race issues or religious issues, I think we should be worrying about class issues. The shrinking middle class, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll either be part of a wealthy minority or a struggling majority. And maybe that's when we should measure progress instead of race or religious issues.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I share a quote I read recently? Some guy on Twitter was saying that what we should be worrying about instead of our material wealth and the spiritual wealth of others, instead we should be worried about our spiritual wealth and the material wealth of others. So, yeah, I guess class issues would be a good way to measure progress for me.
Well, I like that, Lee. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so far, we're right.
We do spend a lot of time worrying about the spiritual health of others, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, it's very true. But we seem to be hearing things along the same vein so far. Divisiveness, a cost of living in the economy.
Yeah. We've got Victor on the line. Hey, Victor, what do you say?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Victor.
Hi.
Hi. Stephen Colby, he told us that the way we see the problem is the problem. So judging from this recently, a lot of people seems to be thinking that touching the dog is a problem, this mineral water labor is a problem, and being liberal is also a problem. So judging from that, I think we are digressing. We are not progressing at all. But maybe, just maybe, all these people, I think they get a lot of airtime. Maybe the so-called silent majority is not thinking that way. So I'm still hopeful.
Thanks, Victor.
And it's time not to be silent anymore, perhaps.
And maybe it's time not to be silent anymore, right? Maybe the moderate masses should speak out a little more. Indra on the line. Hey, Indra, what do you say?
Hi, Indra.
Indra. What do you say?
Hi there.
Hi, Ezra.
It's Uma, but yes, hello.
thank you for having this topic. I'm of the opinion that we are degressing morally, spiritually. I just ask you something. In Selangor, Selangor is supposed to be the richest state in the whole country, and yet we have water woes. I think we are not concentrating on the basics of life. We seem to see big buildings, tall buildings everywhere, but yet water is still a problem. The Ulu Langat Dam is taking like until 2017, according to the latest report. What, do we need like 4 years to put up one dam? Whereas when it comes to condos and high-rise apartments and office blocks, it comes up overnight. And I think, and that really annoys most of us because we're not sure exactly, you know, what's happening to the water situation. The next thing is the crime rate. The crime rate is so high, be it snatch theft, be it burglaries and the works. So although we may be progressing economically towards the year 2020, but morally, spiritually, we are going down the drain.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Indra. And I think that's one of the questions at hand, right? That a frog in my throat.
Hiccups.
Well, not hiccups. I'm just feeling emotional currently. No, I'm kidding. And I think that's the question, right? Now we've got these new targets for 2020, right? You know, we want to be have a GNI of a certain amount. We want a GDP of a certain amount. We want to be economically a first world country. But are we paying enough attention to our heart and soul? Right, is what Indra was implying, and I think that's a very valid question.
Right.
Harry on the line. Hey, hi. Harry, what do you say?
Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hearing from all the callers, I think I would certainly agree that we are regressing. Although economically we may seem to be progressing, but in terms of the value system, I think we are definitely regressing, and I think it comes down probably to one of the main culprits is the level of corruption that we have the country. I mean, I think I heard earlier in some news that they came up with a test to test whether there's any pork in food. I think they should come up with a test for corruption, and probably all the politicians who claim to be saints or holy men would fail that test miserably. And rather than pointing fingers, they should be looking at themselves, you know, as leaders of this country. What are they doing? And I'm not saying taking any side of any party, but generally speaking,
yeah. Well, thank you very much, Harry. Thank you for your call. We've had a vast majority of callers who are of the opinion that we're regressing as a nation and not progressing as a nation.
Well, Salim says, surely we're progressing mildly, liberally, and that's a good sign. Definitely, we don't want a society which, for example, practices free sex.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you, Salim.
Free sex is bad. Those hippies in the 70s and 60s, I tell you. Baby boomers. No, but what is particularly important to note is, you know, I think this conversation, the fact that we're aware of these things, that we're talking about it, I think that's a very good sign. I think it's a step in the right direction, right? Me being the eternal optimist thinks that the more the discourse... Actually, let me change that point of view. The more good discourse that we have, Because that's very important. Mm-hmm. Sound discourse that we have mm-hmm. can only set us in the right direction. It's very important to weed through that noise.
I certainly agree with you. I mean, not everyone does, to be fair. We have received a couple of messages saying, you know the fact that we are talking about it shows that we're not progressing.
But I think 70% of people were quite sad.
I think so too.
Yeah, yeah. And now people are sad.
And now we're quite sad.
They were depressed. Yes, exactly. I guess all we can do is just, you know,
be sad together.
Yes, listen to Jack Johnson sitting, waiting, wishing. Evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.